take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It could be today, except for the fog.
You know, that song always gets my toe tapping. Isn't that great?
It really
Monday
is
morning.
Healing, too. I feel like it's a really nice, soothing song, too, on top of it just being a little boppy. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and we have Mr. Malcolm Ballinger in studio from Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
How was your Valentine's Day weekend?
Well, I'd spent Valentine's Day, I was going to say a little differently.
Oh, good.
But maybe not. I went to the hockey game.
No way.
Yeah, I took my Valentine, Laura, and her kids to the hockey game.
That is so fun to me. I love hockey, first of all. I love sports in general, but hockey, you know, I can't ice skate, but watching them go back and forth and then maybe break out into a fist fight, you just never know.
Well, actually, they did not have a fight.
They were tamed.
I think it's because it was Valentine's Day. Maybe it was, you know, peace on earth.
Peace on earth. A little love in our hearts.
But it was a fun game. The kids really enjoyed it. You know, it's... I've got to say, if you have some, young or older children, and you want a family outing, it's a lot of fun to go to the hockey game. You know, particularly when they score, you can scream and shout and let off a little steam. And
they play music. You can dance. I've seen some characters at the hockey
game. Oh, yeah. You see those. This is the first time that I've been to a game since they installed the new Jumbotron come scoreboard. Sure there's a name for it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. And that really, really makes a difference. Really makes a difference.
Oh,
it really enhances the experience. So it was a fun event. You know, obviously they have to socially distance, so the auditorium wasn't full by any means. But there were a lot of people there, and just a great deal of fun.
That's awesome. Who won?
Well,
was it not us? The sound of that.
Well, there were, I think, 7 seconds left in the game, and the Flyers were up 2-1. So, of course, we started to get everything together, and then, wham, they scored.
No.
So now it's 2-2, so they go into sudden death. And so we just sort of getting ourselves resettled, I guess. And what happened? Oh, they scored a goal. And I don't know how many seconds it took in overtime, but it was pretty darn quick. And so we lost the game.
Oh, bummer.
And we had been the better team all the way through. The most shots on goal. Just really played better. It was just, I guess, bad luck. We just didn't get the puck in the net
it wasn't their night. That's all right, but it still was a fun time for you guys.
Yes, for a family or a group of guys, group of girls, whatever, it's a fun experience.
Oh yeah,
it
my
really
husband
is.
Takes me it, I, he knows I enjoy it. I used to go to hockey games at Madison Square Garden, and so It is a all around fun time. It's not just about sports, especially at a hockey game. And even I feel like when we have our baseball games, it's not just about the sport. You have so much going on. People get you to dance. They have the crowd people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always like somebody dressed up like something crazy. You're like, how'd you slip in through security? But okay, we got to watch that guy.
They had the kiss cam going.
Yeah.
So it was, hey, it's just good.
Did anybody propose?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't.
All right.
No.
Well, so, missed opportunity, but that's okay.
Yeah. And I noticed that they've added Pensacola Bay Brewery has a stall for beer.
I love that. Give which, some locals.
And as you know, I like a glass of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we there are a few things better than watching a hockey game, sipping on a beer,
yeah,
and munching on a hot dog.
Right?
Until the next morning.
Yeah, kind of creeps up on you.
Yeah,
the next
yes, exactly.
Time.
But it was fun at the time.
I remember, so this is, I lived in London for a very short period of time with my dad. Mm-hmm. He was living there. And my dad is English. And so one of our favorite things to do, I was probably about 21, 22 at that time, was to walk down to the local pub and get a pint. But I could never finish because I felt like a pint was like the size of my head. So I always had a half of a
half
pint.
Yeah.
Yes. I could
or
not
half.
Handle it. A half.
Yeah, half.
He knew how
we
to order.
We say half. Yeah. You say half.
Yeah, I do. I say, you should hear me when I get up north. Half.
Yeah.
But it's and there were some good beers, by the way, over it.
There
London.
Is no better beer than British beer.
So good.
And I say that from a prejudiced point of view.
That's all right.
But British beer is wonderful.
I felt like it had more, it was like hoppier than something I've had. And maybe it's just from what I've tasted there.
Mm.
But maybe you have a favorite one here as well.
Yeah, I'd love. I love to go to Maguire's and have the Killian's Red.
Mm-hmm.
And the one at the Pensacola Bay Brewery, I think they don't call it red beer. I think they call it amber. But anyway,
okay,
that was really good.
Is that the Riptide, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah. You know, in England, when I was growing up, every town had their own brewery. But rather like this country, most of them have closed, and it's now...
Oh, yes.
You know, a national thing, canned beer and whatever.
Right.
Sad.
Right.
You know, we had a brewery that was, you know, probably a couple of miles from my house. You know, on certain days you could smell the hops and the whole thing.
Yum.
Those were the days.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't live too far from... the brewery, one of them downtown. There's quite a few now. They're popping up all over.
Mm.
And so if I was running at the right time of day, I could smell some good things coming out of our breweries here in our Pensacola area. And I believe there's a few really good ones popping up now all over. I know, like, it's harder. It was harder because of all of these different laws to get different breweries started.
Mm.
And so... now that they've kind of loosened the reins a little bit, people are allowed to open them all over the place.
Well, you know, that's a great point. I said that local breweries were closing, but it's started to reverse now with these microbreweries. And
that's what the microbreweries.
Yeah. We have a lot of them in Pensacola. And that's, yeah, you're right. That's a great trend. I had sort of forgotten that that was happening.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because, you know, I mean, it's going to be fresh and
yeah,
you know that you're supporting a local family, a local business.
Mm.
And it was kind of funny to see people when we were all shut down during the quarantine waiting outside to get their fresh six pack or those canisters. I can't remember the name. And you
keg.
The keg. Okay. The canister.
Where do you come from? What part of the North do you come
good.
From?
I don't know too much about alcohol, or you guys should worry.
You must have lived in a lovely place.
Yeah. Well, where I come from, there was literally, you didn't have anything like that. I mean, we didn't even really have more than one bar in our little town out in the middle of nowhere, and no joke. So now, in the past 8 years, breweries all over America are stepping up to the plate, because it's not just that. And you see, if you go to any of them in Escambia and Santa Rosa, it's more than just the beer and being able to learn about the process of making it. It becomes a date night. It becomes a whole experience. They have games on the tables you can play. Mm. And a lot of them are being really mindful about safety, health, social distancing. So I appreciate that. And hey, if you have any questions for Mr. Ballinger, anything maybe you saw in Pensacola Magazine you just want to know about, give us a call, 437-1620, or text us. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So, get the most out of your heating and cooling system. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 934-2768 or visit them on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
The Crew of Sparta, All Crew Humanitarian Food Drive Challenge for MANA, and the Impact 100 Virtual Membership Drive. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Welcome back to your morning Pensacola expert panel. We're here with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing. And my husband, in fact, texted and let us know that the little canister I was talking about, he said they're called growlers, so I guess you can pick those up. They have growlers of honey, they have growlers of beer, I've seen apple cider vinegar, so a growler. Thank you so much for that, I appreciate it. I do want to ask a question, because in Pensacola Magazine y'all always have not only some pretty heart-wrenching stories and tributes, excellent advertising. That's that ballet, Pensacola, that's beautiful. But you let us know what's coming up in the community. And so one of them, I want to know, this is new to me, the Pensacola Opera presents the Brown Bag Opera. I have I've never heard of that.
Well, it's actually a brown bag lunch. You just kind of go over lunch with a... lunch in a brown bag.
So you show up and you watch it?
I guess it doesn't have to be in a brown bag, but I guess it helps if it is.
Oh,
and
that's so cool.
They just, you know, sing a few arias and it's
no way.
Fun.
Yeah. That is so awesome. I was wondering, like, okay, I'm trying to look up the first thing that came up online when I was trying to figure out what it was. I've never heard of that opera before. Am I missing something? What is wrong? And nope, then I read you can just a midday performance. That is too cool.
Yeah, it's over lunch.
Oh, that's fun.
It's, opera's hip.
Right.
Well, fairly hip.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think they are. I think it's very demure.
Yes.
And I feel it's not, though. Pensacola is not as stuffy as you might experience elsewhere. I feel like it's just, it's a great, everybody goes, you know, you might feel like out of place. And when I've gone to other operas, especially in North Jersey, you sometimes you're like, okay, do I fit in?
Well, North Jersey's another world.
We've had this talk. Yes. Trust me, I know. Obviously, yeah. If I thought a growler was a canister. It is another world.
You had a very sheltered upbringing, obviously.
Yes. You heard me talk about going to Gettysburg.
Yes, I did. And on my top 10 list of things to do on my vacation, I'm sorry to say that one doesn't even make it.
No.
Not even the top 10.
No. And I'm telling you, though, when I stayed with my dad, who's now, he's passed away, but when I stayed with him in London, I was so fit and so, like, my dad was in shape. We walked everywhere, and he would just find places that were historical. And it didn't matter. We would walk just by Hyde Park, I believe.
Yeah.
And we just walked down into this little neighborhood, and you would just stumble upon a famous author's home. You would just turn the corner, and it would be a leader's home, and it was historic. I mean, somebody lived there. Hmm. But so many different things where you just, like, we went on the ghost tours and everything. He was a history buff. So Gettysburg, of course, was just natural.
Yeah, I make fun, but yes, I'm a kind of a history buff myself, but... you're exactly right. When you are brought up in England, history is all around you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nothing to see a 1,000-year-old church.
Right.
And I think I've said this before, just very close to where I come from, there's actually a church that was built right after the Norman Conquest in 1066. One of the conquerors was given the land around Kedleston, and they built a church, and every member of the family since 1066 is buried in that church. And you can see, I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing. That's what is that, 1,000? It's not quite 1,000 years. What is that? My math is not good. 900 years,
right?
It's a long time anyway.
It's a pretty long time for a building.
Yeah. I've often thought how wonderful it would be to be able to trace your family back 900 years. I mean,
that's
most of
cool.
us don't know past our great grandfather, grandparents, if even that.
Right.
So.
Hey, I mean, they make it pretty easy. I don't know how far it can go back. And I have family who basically has never moved out of, like, their town where our great, great grandparents lived.
Mm.
And they know pretty far back in history, so I'm thankful for that. But actually, right now, I just signed up. One of the things I wanted for Christmas was to find out more about family history. So I've done, like, one of those online ancestry kits.
Mm.
And it's pretty cool. You basically, I mean, it's a little gross. You spit in a bottle, and then somebody gets to examine your spit and figure out your lineage.
Yeah, I have not done that, I think for very good reason. I don't want a private company having my DNA.
Okay, yeah.
You just never know one day if that's going to be available to who knows whom.
They're going to clone you?
I'm sorry?
They might clone you.
Well,
yeah, uh-oh, well, we're going to have another Malcolm Runninger.
I hadn't thought of that, but that would be a good idea.
That would be amazing.
But I was thinking, you know, they could, you know, insurance companies, if they ever got your DNA, they would be able to tell to a great extent what propensity is for things like Alzheimer's and disease and things. And, you know,
then they could raise the rates.
So you're uninsurable because you're going to get Alzheimer's or whatever.
That's
it might
true.
Be. I'm just wary about other people having that kind of. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox.
No, that's fine. I can understand. I guess I never thought about that.
Mm.
I So if they clone me, the world's in trouble, just so you know. But we're going to be in trouble if we don't take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Don't make a costly mistake when selecting a new air conditioning system. Allow Energy Savers of Florida the chance to show you the value and comfort they can bring to you. What you pay for your next system isn't necessarily what it will cost. Don't suffer buyer's remorse when a repair bill arrives during your warranty period. Energy Savers features Coleman Heating and Air Systems, a name known for rugged reliability, 10 years parts, labor, and refrigerant. No out-of-pocket repair costs for 10 full years. Energy Savers of Florida, 850-983-6688.
They say it should be impossible for bumblebees to fly because their wings are too small for their bodies. But bumblebees don't care. They just fly. Bright Expectations is dedicated to helping our Florida residents with special needs and unique abilities find the resources, support, and inspiration that they and their families need to break barriers and achieve their dreams. Visit www.brightexpectations.com to start your journey today.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Too much fun.
Yeah, you don't want to know what we were talking about.
But I love a little Stevie Ray Vaughan though in the morning. Mm. That's something I like to listen to on a foggy day.
As I drove in, I was listening to the conversation about U.S. presidents.
Yes.
And I want to say that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, I think was the, for my money, I think the greatest American president.
I can see that.
Who took over at a time when the country was really in a crisis. And he turned things around. And plus, he was not a well man. And
no.
He came from I guess he was American blue blood.
Yep.
Yet he had a real feel for all Americans, not just...
Relatable.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, I think, he was a great speaker, too.
Yes. He was captivating.
Yeah.
He knew how to speak to people. He didn't talk down to them.
Yeah.
If you listen to old recordings, he definitely was one of the few presidents that could. And you saw, that's why I think a lot of people fell in love with Barack Obama is because he was, you know, just kind of able to speak on everybody's level.
Yeah.
It didn't come off as, you know, holier than thou or higher on the horse, you know.
Mm.
But... I like that. See, I like that you admire our presidents and are able to pick out a favorite. I will stick with Abe Lincoln as mine, but I like that. FDR is one of my favorites.
We've kind of put 1776 in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long while ago, so we'll let it pass.
It's a minute, and we get to celebrate it every year in July, so it's okay. We do, you know, hey, before we get ready to wrap up, anything... We need to know about Pensacola Magazine. It's out. You can get your issue.
You just need to go to PensacolaMagazine.com or pick up a copy wherever you, just about anywhere.
All right. Make sure you go get one. Be safe.